Some of you might have caught one of our sacristans removing the central candle because that was for the Mass yesterday and the Mass for the 11 o'clock. My bishop is here, a bishop from the Philippines. He's coming from a conference in Washington, D.C. of the liturgists in the speaking English-speaking countries. But anyway, there are many things in our life that we do not know. Sometimes we call them blind spots. Sometimes we call them hidden. Or sometimes we call it the unknown. The unknown. Probably around 35 years ago or 40 years ago, a young seminarian was accompanying his archbishop to many of his schedules. And in one of those big celebrations where many bishops were gathered, of course, many of these bishops have their seminarians who accompany them. And this is in the Philippine context, especially those who are in regency, those who are asked to take a leave for 1 year and assigned to a parish or assigned to a bishop. So after the celebration, the bishops will have their gathering, you know, fellowship. And of course, the seminarians will have also their fellowships. And they would talk about their individual bishops. One of two seminarians belonged to my diocese. One coming from the archdiocese. And they started going through the things of the archbishop during that time. So they started playing. And one of them said, "Try wearing the mitre of the bishop." And another one said, "Try, you know, standing with the mitre and the staff of the bishop." And then while the seminarian had the mitre and the staff, one of the seminarians got hold of a camera, not knowing it was the camera of the archbishop. And he took a picture. After that celebration, all things were forgotten. When the archbishop had the bishop had his camera developed, you know, this was 40 years ago. Lo and behold, he saw in one of the pictures the picture of the seminarian with the mitre and with his staff. He did not get angry. He took the picture, put a dedication at the back. "May your dreams come true." Fast forward, 40 years later, that bishop, my former bishop, resigned because he was already 78. At 75, you tender your compulsory retirement. And last year, towards the middle of 2017, a new bishop was announced. And lo and behold, that seminarian who wore that mitre and that staff was the bishop that was appointed to that diocese. Hidden, unknown. And that bishop is my new bishop. I'm sorry that you will not get to know him because he did the 5 o'clock yesterday and the 11 o'clock. Today, he will do the 11 o'clock Mass. Why did I tell you that story? Simply because in our gospel today, we hear Bartimaeus telling Jesus, "I want to see. I want to see." And Jesus, hearing Bartimaeus, acceded to that request. And Bartimaeus did see. But in contrast, how many of us refuse to see? How many of us wants to remain blind? We have to ask Jesus to become part and to open our eyes and allow us to see the light. But more than that, we have to ask Jesus to give us the courage to face the light and to leave our dark past behind. Two lessons in our gospel today. Jesus, there was a voice crying, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped, looked, listened, and took time out to one insignificant person. How refreshing it is, how heartwarming it is to know that God, our God, could listen to a voice on the side road. An insignificant person. Don't ever think that God don't hear you. Don't ever think that God does not hear our cries and our appeal. Look at this blind man. "Son of David, have pity on me. Have pity on me." Take courage. Stand up. He is calling you. I know most of us have our dark days. Most of us have done something bad, have something evil, have done things that really embarrassed. That's really embarrassing. But here is a God telling us, "Come. I know all your blind spots. I know the many hidden things. I know the unknown in your life. Just come." The gospel is reminding us, brothers and sisters, to look up, to stop, look and listen, and look out to the many persons who may be on the side road, who needs some affirmation, who needs a lifting up. How I wish that in our lifetime, we can say to one person, "Stand up, take courage, the Lord is calling you." Just one moment that we can say to a person, "Don't be afraid, have courage, the Lord is calling you." Second and last lesson. Bartimaeus' cry is a profession of faith and a prayer. In a vast crowd, here comes Bartimaeus crying out, "Lord, I want to see." The conversion of Bartimaeus actually started even before he met Jesus. He already heard many things about Jesus. Deep inside, he already believed that Jesus is the only person who could cure him. So that when he heard that Jesus was coming, this is the opportunity. So that when Jesus was passing, he started crying out, "Son of David, have pity on me." No person without faith would say that. Interiorly, there was already a conversion. There was already a faith. And the expression of faith, the profession of that faith, is when he started shouting, "Son of David, have pity on me." And then comes the prayer when Jesus asked, "What do you want?" And the prayer said, "Lord, let me see. Let me see." I wish all of us will have also the same experience. Lord, let me see. The many blind spots, the many hidden things, and the many unknown things about me. There is an aid to self-awareness. It's called the Johari window, formulated by two guys by the name of Joseph Loff and Harry Ingram. Juhari window has four windows. The first window is called the open window, where you know everything and people know all these things about you. That's the open window. The next window is called the blind spot window, wherein it is unknown to you, but people know about it. So that's the blind spot. It is unknown to you, but people know about it. The next window, the third window, is the hidden window. The hidden window is the unknown, known to you, but unknown to many people. These are the things that we are hiding. We know that we have this. We know that we have this weak spots. We know that we have this evil desires, but people don't know it. Those are the hidden window. The last is the unknown. And this is the most dangerous because we don't know it. It is unknown to us, and it is unknown to many. Today in our gospel, Jesus opened the eyes of the blind man. And that's what he wants for all of us, to look into our blind spots and allow people to help us see the things that we do not see. Allow ourselves to see also the things that we ourselves do not see. But we want to remain in the dark. We refuse to see the light. In the first reading, Jeremiah prophesied that the Messiah will help us and guide us in that darkness. The people of Israel is enslaved in Babylon. And Jeremiah was telling them, when the Messiah comes, one day it will happen to you that out of the darkness of your life, God will lead you out. Life is like a camera, my brothers and sisters. Focus well. Take good memories. If the picture is bad, take another picture. If the picture is bad, blurred, not focused, take another picture. But let God take the picture for you. Today's gospel is reminding us, yes, we're all blind, but if we can only ask God in humility to open our blindness and to give us the courage to face the light, and most important, to leave the dark past behind us, our dark past behind us. Please all stand.